What's up, baby? We are back. It's been a short minute, but we're back, yo. We're doing it again. It's another episode of Rated G with Gary G. Garcia and Brian Licata. I'm your host, Gary G. Garcia, along with my partner and my brother of misinformation, Brian Licata.
Hello, friends.
It's Hello. So good to see you, dog. It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Yeah,
you know, and it's really good to see you. In case you're wondering, this show it is sponsored by Triple X Playground. If you're looking for something to do on a Friday night with someone you love, you know, you want to do a little experimenting, you know, grab yourself a game of Triple X Playground and at triplexplayground.com and get fist deep into someone you love by just rolling the dice. We're usually also sponsored by Apollo Buds, but Apollo Buds, my man has sold Apollo Buds. He had to choose between the Bud spot or the restaurant. I feel like he chose the wrong thing, but he chose the restaurant and he sold out Apollo Buds. It's still, you can still go there and get trees. It's now called the High End.
Okay.
And, the owners are actually really cool. The High End. The owners are real cool. I would suggest you go there, but they're not paying me to send you there like Apollo was. So just to let you know, you can go still over there and check out High End. And if you want to support the podcast, go to anditwasgood.net. That's right. And get yourself one of our mugs, one of the Rated G mugs with our quote on the back. It's my ignorance that makes me adorable.
It's a beautiful mug, man.
It's a beautiful quote. So if you want to support us, man, go get yourself a mug, man. Yeah. I did. I actually bought a bunch of them and gave them out to some of the people I love. Why not do the same, man? And it was good.net. And Brian, what's up, man? It's good to see you again, man.
It's good to see you too, bro.
Yo, G. What's
Mikey
up,
D? There?
Mikey D, what's up, baby? Thank you for joining us, man. Hopefully you hang out for a while, but even if you don't, thanks for stopping in and saying what's up. We appreciate that shit, man. How's everything going for you, man? You went on a little trip. You did a little.
I just got back from the Bahamas. It was my friend's wedding, and it was a blast, man. It was at a beautiful resort down there, and it was just 5 days of relaxation.
Dope. You all need to relax sometimes. Oh, my son, my cat's actually playing with one of his toys. Man, I have been busy. I feel good. I feel rejuvenated. I feel, you know, ready to take on the world, man. You know, and
why is that? I feel good.
One, I changed around my apartment, and this shit is looking dope. I feel like I moved into a new place, which is good. You know, I was feeling down everything. And let me tell you something, dude. People, you gotta clean your house. The spring cleaning thing, there's something to that shit, man. Because I skipped it last year. And this year, when I went to go clean this house, I cannot tell you. Although my house is always neat, I cannot tell you how dirty this house was. When I tell you I cleaned everything in this, well, so far I only did my bathroom, my living room. And yeah, man, hooking up that feng shui, son. Got to do that shit. I did my bathroom, I did my living room, my dining room, but the living room, I rearranged everything.
Yeah, I really like that.
I like it, man. It made my living room a little smaller, but for some reason, I feel like it opened up my kitchen, which I really need. You know, so it's weird, but now I'm feeling it. Mama's feeling it. She's climbing all over everything. You know,
she likes the new setup.
I got more view now. All my windows are being used. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it, man. I'm actually liking it. I'm feeling rejuvenated. And to give you guys an update with my ticket, I fought the law, and I kind of feel the whip is dope, Michael. It's chilling, man. And actually, it's funny you should ask, because this actually goes in with the ticket that I was fighting. Anyone who's been following us knows I've been fighting this ticket since December.
Dude, it's been that long.
Yes, it's December 12th, right? They just kept pushing it back because they were hoping I would forget. But I stood diligent, man. I did not forget. I kept showing up for them court dates. And then finally, yesterday, I finally got my day in court.
Okay.
You were there for a little bit of it.
I was.
I had Brian there when I called for a mistrial. You heard me call for a mistrial?
I heard, yeah, I heard it, dude. Yeah, I heard you. I heard you call for the mistrial.
Yo,
you were so, like, you yelled at him. You yelled at the guy.
I didn't mean to. I just talked very, very, you know, let me tell you something, people, right off the bat.
You yelled at him, bro.
Let me tell you right off the bat, though. I felt like I had it in the bag. Okay. I went there feeling like I had it in the bag. They gave me a ticket in front of my house. Now, I know that across the street, there's a residence only or 3-hour parking. But okay. Right in front of my house, across the street, there's no signs at all. There's no parking signs at all on that block.
Okay. So
that would mean if I was in New York, that would mean you could park there.
Of course.
That would mean. Otherwise, they would have a parking sign.
Right.
Boom. So that's the first thing, right? The second thing, I also had the ticket. And the ticket says first observed, second observed. The only thing filled out was the second observed. So my understanding, if everything isn't filled out, then that ticket is automatically no good. That was my understanding.
Right, because when is the first observed? If it's a 3-hour violation, is that what you said? Three-hour violation.
Got so it. There was only, it said 2 o'clock they observed my
this
car.
This has been going on this long. When did you get when was this ticket?
December 12th.
December 12th. Oh, so I guess December it's not 12th. That long. It's not that long. It just feels long.
I still got the ticket right here, man. The ticket, I've been fighting this shit since December. Let's see. December 2nd. Oh. December 2nd, right? So, yeah. So I finally get my day in court. I feel like I got this shit in the bag.
Now right I gotta ask you this. Do you put the headphones on and the mic to do the Zoom?
No, I was gonna.
You
was
should gonna. Have, dude. I was and then, gonna. And then you should have been like at the end, you can catch me on Rated G, dog.
But you know I did that. Were you there for my whole conversation with the DA?
No, I was not. You told me about it. Okay, well, just go down the story and then we'll get into it.
So what happened was, listen, right off the bat, people, they do not like when you defend yourself. They don't like it. If you're showing up without a lawyer, they just want you to plead guilty. That's all they want you to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, why are you even here? But right. I thought I had it in the bag. First time ever on Zoom court. If you ever been on Zoom court, man, it is something else. Motherfuckers are showing up in fucking tank tops.
Really?
Oh, dude. In the background, horrible, dirty houses. It was fucking a mess, right? So all kinds of people, all kinds. There was some people, like some dudes were in suits. Some people had lawyers.
Right.
And it looked like just a bunch like us, but like if there were 30 of us in squares. That's what it looks like. So it's a little intimidating because I didn't expect the crowd.
Right.
So then we're sitting there, right?
See, you should have done some of those Zoom shows during COVID, bro. You could have practiced.
I'm glad I didn't. Anyway, yeah, true. But anyway, so I'm a little nervous, right? The judge comes on, this black dude, he comes on and he starts talking about like the rules of engagement within this thing, right? And he's talking so fast, I'm leaning closer to my computer, like it's gonna make me hear better. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The dude's just blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, whatever. And I pick up that what's gonna happen is, and I pick this up. What's gonna happen is the DA is gonna call us in when you get the message. Join that link. Fine. Very simple. I didn't hear all the other shit he was saying. So I go to see the DA. The DA comes on, and the first thing she says, the first thing, this is how it went from the very beginning. She goes, so you're here for a parking ticket. I go, yeah. She goes, so do you want to pay $20 or do you want to go to trial? And I said, trial? Whoa, that's a little aggressive. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. I said, trial. What are you talking about trial? I said, whatever happened to dispute? You know what I'm saying? All I want to do is dispute the ticket. Mm-hmm. Trial. The fuck are you talking about trial? Right away, I'm like, when she said trial, I'm like, whoa, that's, I don't want to go to trial. I said, I just want to talk to the judge. Okay. And she goes, well, what evidence do you got? I said, well, I live here. The ticket was written in front of my house and I live here. You know, I'm a resident. And, you know, and she goes, do you have a parking permit? I go, I do not, but I've never seen a parking permit on anybody's car out here, right? Mm-hmm. And she goes, okay. And I said, well, also, before you go, I also got the ticket. I said, the ticket, and I show it to her. I said, it doesn't have nothing filled in when they first observed my car. They only have it filled in when they, you know, when they gave me the ticket at 2 o'clock,
right?
I said, so that's kind of a bad ticket off the bat too. I think that alone should get it thrown out.
Right.
You know? And she goes, so you want to go to trial? And I go, once again, I just want to talk to the judge, yo. And she's right. Like, all right, go back into the main room and the judge will talk to you.
Okay.
So I go back in the main room, 40 people on the screen. Right? Everybody's on there, right? Then the judge calls me. And he says,
so it's you didn't go to trial yet. It was just, you were just talking to the judge.
No, this was trial. I didn't realize it. Like, no one gave me any, she didn't give me no information. There's a bunch of shit she didn't tell me that I learned the hard way.
Oh,
okay.
She really just sent you back in there. Cause we were on the phone sometime around when this was happening, not during. Yeah.
Right after the first time I saw the judge is right. When I called you up. Cause I was like, I'm being railroaded. Right. So I go back into this room. There's mad people. It's like I'm on Hollywood Squares. And and the judge calls my name. So I unmute my shit. And he goes, okay, so you want to go to trial? And I go, well, actually, they keep throwing that trial shit. I just wanted to talk to you. He goes, all right. And he goes, we're looking at a ticket, $89, right? Mm-hmm. No, he goes, $98. I go, sorry, judge, it's $51. He goes, $51. That's right, $51. Then he keeps talking, telling me this. If you know, he says we don't have to call the cop in. Mm-hmm. He said we don't have to call the cop in. One, you know, we don't have to call the cop. He's giving me all the rules, like, you know, we don't have to call the cop in. I'm gonna have the final say. Whatever they offered you earlier doesn't exist no more. You're going to trial. This is what we're doing. And I'm like, well, I just wanted to talk to you. Like the whole time, I'm just like, I just wanted to talk. What's this trial shit, man?
I don't think. You right? can, yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. I don't think you can just talk to the judge. Bro.
No, man. Yeah, of course. I'm not a lawyer. They don't even want me. They're like, what are you doing talking to me if you ain't got a lawyer, right?
Right.
So, and you saw how I was. It's hard for me not to, like, when I hear bullshit, it's hard for me not to be like, yo, that's bullshit. And it's a judge. They don't want to hear my shit. You know, so
no dog, they don't want to hear. So the judge goes through all this
shit, and then he says, "Okay, so let's get started." It's a parking ticket. Do you have a parking permit? I said, Your Honor, I've been here for 5 years. No one's ever told me I needed a parking permit. There's no signs in the front that say I need a parking permit. And he goes, "Well, it's the ordinance of the city." Mm-hmm. I go, but, you know, my landlord didn't tell me. Nobody told me I needed a parking permit. I've been there 5 years, just got a ticket. You know what I'm saying? I lived there. Right. I could prove I lived there.
Right.
You know, he goes, well, being ignorant to the law doesn't save you from the law. And that then he has true. To tell me. He
no, hold on. Up, that, hold on. Hold on. That's true. That's true. Is it not? Is that not true?
Yes. Ignorance of the law does not get you over. But shouldn't there be a park? Listen, I'm from New York. If there's no parking sign on that block, that means you could park there.
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you about the sign. I'm with you
and,
about
and
the
I
sign.
And I said to him, I said, yeah, but there's no sign out front. He said, there doesn't have to be. This motherfucker said, it don't matter. I said, what do you mean it don't matter? He says, it don't matter. Are you ready for me to make my decision? I said, well, wait, before you make the decision.
Right.
Okay. Let's get away from the fact that I live here. Let's talk about the ticket. I said, the ticket, there's nothing filled out. For when they first observe, only when the second observe. He says to me, well, that's when the officer assumed that you were there for 3 hours. I said, I'm sorry, what? And I could see people laughing at me like they're laughing, like this motherfucker's getting railroaded. Yeah. I said, what are you talking about? He assumed it. Isn't he supposed to fill that out? And if he didn't, doesn't that void the ticket? And he's like, well, you said your defense was you lived there. I said, that was one of my defenses, but this is my second defense.
Right. Yeah. 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 If you're not taking the first one, this is the second one.
This is my second defense. He goes, but that's the time he thought you was there. I said, okay, Your Honor. And he goes, I'm going to render my decision. I go, Your Honor, please. Can I say one more thing? Please, please. And he's like, what? And I said, okay, forget about the fact he didn't fill it out. He assumed I was there for 3 hours. I said, I got a picture. I took a picture. I can show it to you right now. I said, I got a picture. And for some reason, I checked the details on that picture. And the details on that picture say it was taken on the same day as he gave me the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But it also says that my picture was taken at 2:00.
Mm-hmm.
The same time, I said the same time that the dude claims to write me the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you, Your Honor, how was I able to take a picture of my car at 2:00 and the officer who was writing me the ticket at 2:00 isn't in the picture? I said, the picture don't lie. You know what can lie? The officer who wrote in the time. right? Slam dunk. No. This motherfucker Mutombo me, son. He said it don't matter.
Right.
Your first defense was that you lived there. I said, really? And then he goes, yeah, I'm going to fine you $98. I said, 98 is 51. I said, it's 51, Your Honor. This motherfucker said, court charges. I'm not going to lie, dude. I lost it. I said, court charges? I'm in my living room. I'm not even in court. I'm in my living room. And I could see everybody laughing, right? And he says to me, Mr. Garcia, you need to calm down. And I said, because I was losing it, don't tell me to calm down in my own house. I could see all the boxes dying laughing. And he goes, listen, Mr. Garcia, calm down. If you want, I'll let you go back to the DA and you could talk to her and see if you could lower that. I said, fine. At this point, I just hope she lowers it to the original cost.
Right.
No one told me that if I spoke to you, it was going to cost me $50.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No one said that. So now I get back with the DA and the DA's like, Mr. Garcia, I see you're back. Were you on the phone when I talked to the, no, you came on after I spoke to the DA because I hung up with you.
Right.
So the DA says, I see you're back. And I said, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm being railroaded. You guys are railroading me. And she starts laughing. And then she goes, Mr. Garcia, how about I lower it to $10? I said, I would really appreciate that, but I'm not going to lie. I don't feel like I should pay anything, yo. The ticket is even good. And then I told her, they wrote the ticket at 2:00. I took a picture at 2:00. The judge ain't trying to hear none of this shit. She's right. laughing because I'm not, they don't want you to defend yourself, dog. She right. lowers it to 10 bucks, right? Mm-hmm. And I said to her, I said, listen, I'm going to take the 10 bucks. I'd be a fool not to take the, oh, she goes, I'd be a fool not to take the $10. I'm going to take the $10, okay? But I still feel like I'm being railroaded. And I just want to tell you something. I know we're done. But she seemed like she was laughing and loose. So I said, I just want to say something. She goes, what? I said, I'm a comedian. And she goes, you are? Right? Everything changed right when I said that. She goes, you are? And I go, yeah, I'm a comedian. She goes, where do you work? I said, I work in Atlantic City every single night. She said, where? I said, Resorts in Tropicana. And I just want to let you know that when I go on tonight, I'm going to talk about how you and that judge railroaded me. And she started laughing, dog. She took down my information. I wouldn't be surprised she comes to a show. So I go back to see the judge. The judge says, Mr. Garcia, I see you're back. And I said, yeah, you were there for that. I said, yeah, she lowered it. She lowered it to $10. And he says, okay, I'm going to do you one better. Did you hear when he said that?
Yes.
I'm going to lower it to $6. I'm not going to charge you the court fees.
Yeah. You take the four.
I said, well, I appreciate that. Then he starts going. He was there for that. I'm just sharing this with y'all. He starts going. He goes, okay, so that's two tickets. And right away, I'm thinking, y'all don't know what the fuck you're doing because it's not two tickets. It's one ticket. And I said, no, Your Honor, it's one ticket. And he goes, well, did she cancel the other ticket? And I go, what other? There's just one ticket. But if there's two, then she canceled the other one. As a joke, I say that. And he goes, well, hold on a second. There's two. And I said, I call for a mistrial. You know, like, he didn't like the joke. I thought it was good. I was waiting for you to laugh through the speaker.
Oh, yeah. No. I kept my mouth shut. I think I put myself on mute, actually, because I didn't know what you were doing over there. I didn't want to be heard.
I called for a mistrial. He wasn't hearing it. But then $6. And did you see at the end when he goes, so how do you want to pay it? He says, you could come here personally.
Right.
Or you could pay online. I said, I would prefer not to walk into your building. He goes, good. You could pay online, but there's going to be a $10 charge. I said, motherfucker, what's your address?
It's close to you too, bro. It's right down Ventura.
It was right up the block from Trop.
Yeah.
I got there at, it closed at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
I got there at like 3:30 something. No line, went in, paid the $6. Now it's like 3:45 and I'm like, yo, where is City Hall? Because now I want to get my parking permit.
Oh.
Might as well. I'm out there.
Right.
It closes at 4. Dude, I jet over there. I run in the place. I got there at 3:58.
Closed.
And the dude said, dude, you cutting it closed. And I thought he was going to tell me to come back, but he let me in.
Oh.
And then I get in and I get my permit. And I said, I want to get one for my visitors. Oh, you need a bill for that.
A bill?
Yeah, I said, a bill. Yeah.
What is a bill?
I have my ID.
What is it?
My ID says I live there.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So she says, well, if you can get me, you know, she goes, pull up your cable bill online.
Oh.
If you show me that, I'll, you know, I'm good with that. the cable wouldn't let me fucking log in.
Oh, dude.
It wouldn't let me. I was using every fucking thing, wouldn't let me log in. And she goes, just let me see the fucking bill. And I look and it says, I owe $100-something. She goes, you're good. It's the end of the day. So big up to City Hall out here in New Haven City. They looked out for me. And now I'm legal. Fuck around. Cause now,
nice, dude.
Now
nice.
I got my shit. Now what? Good. Write me a fucking ticket now. They still will. They'll still write me the ticket. They'll still write it. They don't give a fuck. But now I'll be able to beat it a lot easier.
Right. Good for you, man. I'm happy I'm not happy that happened, but I'm happy that that happened.
I feel like I won.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I won a little bit. I feel like I won.
Do you want to hear about my loss today?
Your loss?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's not really like a loss, but it's just something that's been going on. Let me show you the video. I'll show it to everybody. This is something I got going on.
One week worth of mail from Verizon and Verizon alone. I'm encouraging all of my friends to do the same thing. Listen, Verizon, you're getting all this back because I don't want it. So this is 1 week worth of mail.
I got 27 pieces of mail from Verizon in 1 week, dog.
Why?
Dude, they're just ads trying to get you to sign up for the service.
I don't get those. You know why? I don't pay my bill on time. I never paid on time. I pay it right when they're about to cut it off, and then I get them to waive the fee.
How long does it take for you to talk to them, dude?
Oh, it's a morning.
Oh, you.
Then I feel like I got something accomplished.
Right.
I'm telling you, I feel like I got a lot accomplished today, man. I woke up, I hit the store, spent $60 on 2 bags of groceries. Don't ask me how.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Nothing good for me. I got a T-bone steak. I got a couple of drinks. You know what I'm saying? Cat food and shit. $60.
I had a steak tonight for dinner also.
But then I got up, man, and started hitting the room. Started hitting the crib. The shit looks dope. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like, yeah, man. Mama's loving it, man. Yeah, man. The lotion that my son-in-law gave me is still working, son.
How's that crease doing?
I feel like it's working on the corona crease a little bit, man. It's not as noticeable as it was. It's still there. It's not as noticeable. It's coming out slowly.
Have you ever considered Botox?
Go fuck yourself. Botox.
I'm just saying. Have you ever thought about it?
I look like a woman.
Botox. No, you don't.
That's the type of shit you would do. Fucking Botox. I'm going to grow old gracefully, man. Whatever comes, comes. Don't get me wrong. If I could put like some lotion on and it gets away the wrinkles, that's fine. But Botox. The fucking nerve of you.
I was just asking.
Don't ask me stupid questions like that.
It's all right, man. We can't be friends anymore now.
Nah, I still love you, dog.
I had another article that I wanted to... I don't know if I sent it to you on Instagram.
I don't know, man. I've been busy. I've been off Instagram, man. I've been busy. I've been doing shit, son. You know how much dirt was in this? I couldn't believe how much fucking dirt and hair and all kinds of shit, man. I must have swept my floor like 7 times.
Yeah, man. I mean, it'll get like that. It'll get like that after not that long, especially with the pets, you know?
Forget about my fans. My fans had dust on it like this thick.
Dude, it's so disgusting. And your house is like clean, I would say.
It's always neat.
I guess that's what.
Always like I clean the basic shit, but I never go deep, you know? I have to go deep.
Yeah, you got to go deep, bro. Yeah, right, here it is. First babies born in Britain using DNA from 3 people. The experimental technique of combining DNA is an effort to prevent the children from inheriting rare genetic diseases.
Nah, man, I feel like that can't be good. I'm just saying, what are you doing? You're creating shit now, man?
All right, so let's read into it a little bit. Britain's fertility regulator on Wednesday confirmed the birth of the UK's first babies using an experimental technique combining DNA from 3 people, an effort to prevent the children from inheriting rare genetic diseases. Britain's human fertilization and embryology authority said fewer than 5 babies have been born this way in the UK, but did not provide further details to protect the family's identities. The UK became the first world to adopt legislation specifically in regulating methods to help prevent women with faulty mitochondria, that energy source in a cell, from passing defects onto their babies.
That can't be good. I'm sorry.
Genetic defects can result in diseases such as muscular dystrophy, epilepsy, heart problems, intellectual disabilities. Isn't that the E word, bro? Isn't there an E word that we use for that? You know, like eugenics.
I just feel like genetic gangbang. King handles.
He's the one who sent me the article, dog. That's my boy.
Hits him hard with the genetic gangbang. Who's the parent? Now this kid asked, who's claiming this child? And who's the parent? They technically have three parents.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be good. I mean, I get it that, you know, you're trying to solve defects and shit like that. Stop sinning. Start living righteous, motherfucker. Maybe you'll have less fucking defects and shit. Nah, I just don't. At what point, you know?
Yeah.
Because isn't that the same argument with what was that other shit that they were saying that they were using stem cells? And weren't they like trying to create babies just for stem cells?
Yeah. Through that, growing from stem cells. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's
that's cloning, bro.
I'm not with it. Sorry. I'm not with it. Everybody gets put on child support. Just the dudes.
That's true.
Which is crazy, man, because you know what's going on now, man. There was a family. I forgot where it is. I think it was either Kentucky or Texas, one of them fucking places where you wouldn't expect this. They tried to adopt the baby.
Okay.
And through the adoption agency asked them, if the baby grows up and identifies as a different gender, would you support it? And it was a Christian family. So they were like, no, we wouldn't support that. We would tell them that, you know, they're having some sort of mental thing or something like that. We're not going to support that and trans them. And they said, you can't have the baby because of their Christian beliefs. And in New York, there's a thruple, three dudes, getting ready to be the second thruple to adopt a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Are you? If you know what a thruple is, three people in a relationship. It's all dudes in this one case. Three dudes are going to adopt a baby. They're already calling the baby they. What's the chance? They haven't even got the baby yet, but they're calling the baby they. And what's the chance that baby is going to grow up and be queer in some sort of way? What's the chances? I don't know. They're not trying to get to the kids. Three dudes. They're going to let three dudes adopt a baby. Even if it was three chicks, I feel the same way. Even if it was a dude and two chicks or a chick and two dudes, no matter how you combine that, how is that allowed? But they won't allow a Christian family because of the Christian beliefs that, you know, God created man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You know, because of that belief, they won't allow them to adopt a baby. But they'll give a baby to three dudes. This is the world we're in.
Yeah. Ben Rodriguez, Mitch, and Benjamin Rollum, the three partners, on daughter's birth certificate. It's only been done once, one other time in the U.S.
One time. But if you do it once, they're going to do it twice. If you do it twice, that's it.
Yeah.
Third time's the charm, and then boom, next thing you know, you know, like, it comes a point, you know what I'm saying? God increased their numbers. But you know what's crazy there is that there's more parents looking to adopt babies than there are babies. They don't have a problem with baby adoptions. They have a problem with older kid adoptions, you know? Now, with older kids is a different story. Right. Older kids is a different story, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to babies, if it's a fact, which it is, that the best chance a baby has in being brought up the best way it can be is through a father and mother being involved in that, then why not give father and mothers that opportunity to get babies?
I wonder what the denials are really based about, you know?
Well, we know what it was in that case.
Yeah.
Oh, the alphabet folks.
Speaking of that, dude, I'm going to see Chappelle tomorrow. I told you that, right?
Oh, it's tomorrow?
Tomorrow night, yeah. Tomorrow night. I'm very excited for that. Yeah, man.
Exciting. Is he the only one on the bill, or does he have other people on there?
I'm not sure. No clue. I mean, his name's only... Yeah, his name's on the bill. But, I hope... I mean, if he has somebody opening for him, I'm sure they're great, you know? Yeah. I don't think he would bring anybody bad on the road with them.
Nah.
Yeah, so we'll see. It's not going to happen. Yeah. He's going to have some. He's going to have somebody good on, hopefully.
I saw him during the lockdown in Ohio when he was doing the shit on that field.
You guys drove out there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we drove out there.
Is that the first time you see it? You saw him live, or the only time?
The only time I saw him live. Yeah. Mm. It was good.
Yeah.
You know, he's a beast.
Yep.
You know.
Dude, you know what? I was talking to Dom about him one time. And he said, you know how Chappelle like smoke a cigarette and just go, and he takes all this time. He's like, he eats up a half hour out of a set by just these long ass pauses. He's like, I know what he's doing. He's not even doing an hour. It's
sometimes you just got to milk the silence, dude.
Yeah. You know, I just thought it was funny, man, because I asked Donald.
Technically, you only have to see him for an hour. He doesn't have to speak for a whole fucking hour.
Right. I just thought it was funny that he said that.
Yeah, Don's probably a little upset that people don't want to watch him smoke a cigarette. They're like, motherfucking Dom, say something. All right, you're just sitting there smoking a fucking cigarette.
Taking a drink, you know?
They probably don't let that motherfucker drink. Drink the drink already, motherfucker. Get back to talking. Make me laugh, bitch. People are crazy.
Yeah.
You know. I didn't even want to do the second show tonight.
Oh, yeah. How were the sets tonight? I didn't even ask. It was a shit show?
It was all right. I mean, mine, it was all right. They were all right.
Did you headline any of them? Or the first one?
The first one, yeah. Okay. I headlined the first one. It was good. You know,
did you talk about the parking ticket?
Of course.
Yeah. How'd that go over?
It crushed.
Yeah, I'm sure it did, dude. It was hysterical when you were telling it to me.
It crushed, dude. You know, and it was fresh in my head. So it was like I was just telling it for the first time. It crushed.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, they were with me. And then that led me on to all kinds of crazy rants. I don't even remember. I wish I did. I'd have a whole new 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't remember, man. You know, you get into that stream of thought.
I mean, honestly, dude, I was looking at the time because there's a count. I don't know if you have the counter on your end, but I have a counter on my end. You did about 20 minutes. It was 20 minutes. It was a little after 20 minutes into the show. I'm pretty sure you did it. If you watched the first 20 minutes of this episode, that's your 20 minutes.
That's 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, you got it.
You know, there you go. I did come up with a new 20 minutes, I guess. Shit, but I remember the other thing. I got a special.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. You smoke a couple cigarettes and then, you know, it's an hour and a half.
Hour and a half with a couple of cigarettes. You know, I've done shows where they let me smoke. I like them.
Oh, that's got to be great, man. It had to be in the South, right?
It was in the South. Oh, yeah. But it was all like cigar shops. So it was like, you know, like there's such a thing as too much smoke. Like, I'm not going to lie. I like that you can't smoke in bars no more.
Right.
In Ohio, you can. Some bars really? In Ohio don't give a fuck.
I know there's some places in West Virginia where if they didn't serve food, you could smoke, but it had to be like a private club. So you bought like a membership for like a dollar or something like that.
They got cigarette machines.
Oh, remember yeah.
Cigarette machines?
Oh, yeah, man.
They got those.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, they got fucking 17-year-olds out there smoking packs a day.
Here we go.
I like drinking out there because it's cheap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Mixed drinks. I can get a Jack and Coke out there, $4. That's fucking awesome, man.
$4?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like $4 or $5. It's cheap out there. That's why I fucks with Ohio. Remember those shits?
That's an iPad case.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
Can you imagine who'd buy this iPad case?
Cigarette machine. Who would buy that? Fucking Terry McNeely.
Terry McNeely, yeah, but he would have it say Parliament all the way across.
Yeah. But those were the good old days, man.
I love Terry McNeely, man. He's a nut.
I just performed with him.
Yeah.
I told him to come by.
Yeah, he was on the show?
Yeah. He got up there, screamed at everybody for 20 minutes.
Nice. Nice. What was he going on about? Anything of interest?
Nah, he was just going on everything, man. You know, dissing married people, dissing children.
Oh, cool. Dissing children.
The usual Terry.
Usual Terry.
You know, I like him. I keep getting distracted because I do have the game on. Golden State is up 99 to LA 84.
Mm-hmm.
They need this still.
What's the series at? 2-2, right?
Nah, 3-1.
Or 3-1.
Mm-hmm. Golden State is down 3-1.
Yeah.
LeBron got 23 points right now. How old is he? Like 40 something? Or is he still in his 30s? Because he always looked old.
38.
Yeah, he's always looked old. He's one of them dudes that always looked older than he was.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's why I never got into him. Like, I'm not a big LeBron fan. I never got into him because he just didn't have that look. I know
he didn't look like a kid. You mean when he came up?
He always just looked like an old dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Steph Curry, on the other hand, has a baby face.
I like Steph, man. Yeah, he's like little. Yeah. When he does stuff, it looks more amazing.
So you can relate to him a little bit better. Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. You know, yeah. LeBron's a beast. He's huge and everything. When he comes up,
I know. I relate to him. You know, that's kind of how I feel. You know, we got the beard. We're beastly.
Dude.
Ha-pa! Dunking on him, boy.
Your arms make me worry about you. Is your lady feeding you? Steph's mom. He said, nah, Steph's mom. You're more like Steph's mom. I think that's what he's trying to say, dog. Which, yeah, I see it.
It's not nice.
It's not nice. I worry about you. Are you eating enough?
I just had a ribeye tonight for dinner.
You gotta start doing some push-ups raw. Or something, dog.
Eat it raw.
Yeah, you gotta start doing something, man. The moms are looking a little thin.
I know, dude. I know. I'm nice and tan though. I got some good color when I was down there in the islands.
That's you tanned?
Well, you can't really tell on the screen. It's a little blown out, but yeah, much darker. No, I just got a little color. I didn't want to. I put on a lot of sunscreen.
Yeah, that color is white.
No,
you look very. I don't see the tan, dude. I don't see it. Maybe
it's because I got the brightness. The brightness up. Can you see the difference at least? Yeah, a little bit.
Stop showing me your arms, man. They make me feel bad. I'm worried about you, man.
No, man. I had a 16-ounce ribeye, mashed potatoes, string beans, two slices of Texas toast, and chipwich tonight for dinner.
Do you ingest it or just rub it all over your body?
Well,
I hope that your pores absorb it.
No, I eat it, but then you throw it up. Yeah, I throw it up. Yeah, throw it up. I wait about 10 minutes. Yeah, and then I pull the trigger. Yeah. Oh, don't say that. See, this is why I do that. You know,
that's what it is. I know. You look in the mirror, you see yourself as a beast, right?
Yeah.
You see yourself as LeBron.
Right. And I don't want to be like big and mean anymore. You know, I want to be nice.
You should be.
Yeah.
You should be nice, dude. You don't have to wait to be mean. What do you weigh right now?
Probably 170, I would say.
All right, well, that's better than me. I'm light in the ass, man. I'm very light.
But that's why
every time I've ever had a fight, I got thrown.
Yeah,
I always get thrown whenever I'm in a fight. Someone throws me somewhere. We don't believe you. You need more people. Big up to King Handles with that fucking quote. I say that shit all the time. People don't know where I'm bringing it from.
Yeah, what is that?
What are you talking about? We don't believe you. You need more people. What do you mean? What is that from, dude? That's fucking Jay-Z, man.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's dissing the takeover. Mm-hmm. We don't believe you. You need more people. Big up to you, dog. No one ever knows when I say that. People never know what I'm talking about. You're the first person I ever saw say that. And I'm like, with it.
Bang. He was the one who... send me the article about the genetic gangbang.
Big up to you for the genetic gangbang, man.
Yeah. He also had another article. What was it? if you're still listening, bro, what was that one article that you've been trying to get me to put up forever? He sent me this one topic about something. I can't remember what it was.
That's because you don't pay attention, man.
No, it was just, you know, it was just a while ago. I've been paying attention this whole show. Don't you feel like I'm a little more present, right? Yeah, come on, bro. I've been forgetting about it every time. He said, let me see. You've been telling me about it like every other week. Maybe see. I got my text.
I mean, I've been getting a bunch of stuff, but I just haven't been able to really get into it, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been busy. I've actually been doing things, you know, and that's good.
It's much better that way, isn't it?
It's motivating me, man. You know, it's motivating me. I'm feeling a little burst of energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. A little bit. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm like very tired right now, but I feel like I should be. I was moving furniture around all day, mm-hmm. you know, and like my bones hurt, but I feel like they should. I was climbing up on ladders and cleaning fucking shit all day, but I feel good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't complain.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you use any Lemon Pledge on your wood?
That sounded gay. no, I did not.
Mm. Got to get some Lemon Pledge, man. There's nothing better than using the Lemon Pledge. And you shine all the wood, you know, the wood windowsills, the wood furniture and stuff like that.
I don't have a lot of wood.
Oh, okay. More of a metal guy?
No, it's all fucking painted.
You can do it on the painted stuff. Shines it up nice. Gives it a little smooth finish, little shine.
How's that going in the wood? They're not getting in the wood.
Yeah, it's right on top of the paint. It's wood underneath.
I did clean them though. They look shiny enough.
Yeah.
Has a glossy paint.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Even though this place needs to be painted, the water damage in the corner over there is berserk. I don't want to bother the dude because it's like I don't have a lease. You know, even though I don't think that matters, I think he should be happy that I'm just paying on the first, because if I wanted to, I could just stay here. It took my neighbors like 7 months to get them out, 8 months before they were able to get them out, you know. So I don't know, I should get them to fix the shit, not to mention the ceiling in my bathroom. I gotta get that fixed too.
And the slacking. And underneath too, right? Isn't the water leak underneath on the people below you?
Nah, that got fixed. I got a new tub and everything in there, man. Well, not a tub, shower.
Oh, when did they fix that? Recently?
Right after they moved out.
That's hysterical. They probably weren't paying rent or some shit.
I wouldn't say that. They look like they probably paid rent. I don't know. You know, they found a new spot, so what are we looking at?
Yeah, I don't know. He sent me this. This wasn't the thing I was talking about, but it says
average rent in these currently $1,700.
For you to be financially stable, aka not at a heightened risk of homelessness, it's advised you make 3 times your rent. That's $61,200. That's the minimum we should all be making to be stable. So no, $75,000 is not outrageous wealth. It's a stylist.
Wow. Well, thankfully, I get my rent for lower than that.
Yeah.
It's nice to know I'm below average.
Yeah.
That's the one time I want to be below average. You know. Yeah, the rent is crazy. Rent is insane. Everything's insane right now.
Yeah, dude.
You know, like how I even make it from week to week, I don't even know. I must be doing good.
I think I sent you something about inflation. Let me see.
It's a scam.
Did you send that to me?
No, I don't know nothing about what you're saying. I'm just, when you say inflation, I think in my head it's a scam. And I can't explain it either. I'm not trying to say I could explain it, but I know it's a scam when I see one.
Yeah, let me find that clip.
You know, I can't really explain how it is. Don't ask me to be like, well, how is it a scam? I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know? But I know a scam when I see one. It's like, I don't need to know where this shit is when I walk into a room to know that there's shit in the room. I'll be like, yo, someone took a shit in this room. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know where it is. I just know that it smells like shit. So I don't know why it's a scam, but I know it's a scam. Just like Easy Pass. Fucking scam.
What, you got more problems with them right now?
I just had a little thing with them last time.
A little tiff?
Dude, I was online holding on, right? Because they wanted to charge me $51.50
for
$1.50 toll. And I got Easy Pass. Now, sometimes it goes into the negative, but then I just pay it. Mm-hmm. And then they take the money. For some reason, this time they wanted to charge me a $50 charge for that shit. And it was the first toll, which made no sense to me. You know, right. I was thinking it was probably because they tell you to wait 48 hours to use it, and I never do. They take the money right out of my bank. Why do I got to wait 48 hours to use it? You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, I thought that's what it was, but every other toll got paid. So they charged me $50. So I'm online. I'm waiting for like 36 minutes. They had me online.
To talk
to a person.
Oh, on the phone. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Same looped fucking piano type. Ding, 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 ding. That's to make you insane. That's what it right. is. It's to yeah. make you hang up the phone.
It's cruel and unusual punishment. It's really no torture. Doubt. Yeah.
And the only time they stop it is to say, do you know that you could talk online? Do you know you can go online and handle most of the problems that you're looking at? You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to get you to hang up.
Right.
36 minutes. Chick gets on. Did I tell you this story? The chick gets on and I tell her, you know, that the thing was $50 or whatever. She goes, all right, what's your account number? I said, oh, I don't know. Can't you get it from, you know, my address, my name? Isn't there another way you can get it? She goes, no, I need the account number.
Oh, said, okay. Yeah. You just
I said, all right, hold on. Let me get the account number. She goes, you got 2 minutes. I said, what? What did you just say to me? She said, you got 2 minutes. I said, I waited 36 minutes to talk to your ass, and you're telling me I got 2 minutes? She goes, I got other people online. I said, I don't care. They could wait like I was waiting.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Now we're going back and forth, and I'm like, if you wasn't fucking going at me right now, I'd have it already.
Yeah.
Then I did the white thing. I said, let me speak to your supervisor.
That is the white thing to do.
And I made a complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And after he took care of me,
mm-hmm.
I said, you need to talk to that chick I was talking to because she's rude. This isn't Burger King. She
right.
needs to put her shit in check, yo.
Yeah. This isn't Burger King.
You expect that shit at Burger King.
Yeah, no, you're right, dude. Yeah, you do.
You expect that there. You don't expect that shit from people that are fucking taking your money. I mean, Burger King, they're taking your money too.
Bro. I know, but it's different.
It's just different. You know you shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
You know. You know you shouldn't be there. So if it's sucking, it's your fault.
Yeah. It's true. Know? Yeah, it's like whatever. If the girl behind the counter is rude, it's like she's working at Burger King. She don't want to be there either. You know, as bad as you don't want
to
be there.
And they're letting you know that. They're letting you know that you are a nuisance to them by coming in.
Right.
Give me 1 second, man. I gotta blow my nose.
Ah, look at him now. You know, he's always talking shit about fidget this, fidget that. Let me tell you folks what I got coming up. You know, I have no live performances because I don't do stand up. So you can catch me here twice a week on the Rated G podcast. And here he is. He's back. And I was just catching up everyone on all my, you know, where they can see me perform over the next couple of weeks, which is here twice a week on the show.
How come you ain't hitting no open mics out there?
It's
harder than it looks, right, dog?
Yeah, no, you know, I don't know if that's me. You know, I don't know if.
Oh, I know, it's not you.
It's not you, it's me. That's actually one case where that's actually true for you to say to somebody. You could say that to me. It's not you, it's me, and that's correct. Most of the time, it's always you.
I actually got like every now and then they say you shouldn't look at your reviews. They say you shouldn't look at your reviews, but I got a review that was like, it was like.
Can you send it to me? Let's read it.
Go to the YouTube special.
Oh, in the YouTube special. Okay.
Yeah. And then hit newest. It's like one of the newest ones. They say you shouldn't read them, but I read it. It was like not bad, but it definitely wasn't good. But it was like, all right, you know, whatever. You know, it was honest. I felt like it was an honest comment,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they say you should never read the comments and shit. Most of them have been positive, you know. I just wouldn't say this is necessarily positive, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, this dude is okay, but not really star material. Not bad, though. He just doesn't have that I can sell you star quality Hollywood looks for. I mean, that's a...
I could agree with that. I can agree with that. I don't know what night he caught me. Well, he watched that shit. So I would definitely agree with that. You know, the good thing is I'm not looking for Hollywood either.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck Hollywood. I don't give a fuck about Hollywood, man.
Somebody else said too much cursing for her.
Yeah, I know. Somebody said too much cursing. Someone replied, LOL. I told you, I checked them out. It's not like there's a million comments anyway. They're easy to check out. You know, but most of them are decent. You know, I had one bad one. But the one bad one that the dude said, I lost all respect for the minute he said it. And I watch a lot of comedy. And I'm like, really? You know, he's like, I've been watching comedy all my life. And he said my shit was the worst one ever made. I'm like, really, the worst? You should have just left it at
I love right comedy there. And I watch a lot of it.
Yeah.
Live and otherwise, this was absolutely the worst show I've ever seen. I'm fine with insults and I'm fine with edgy. This was just bad and a terrible attempt at humor.
Who did I insult?
Ah, look at this. This guy.
Oh, this is the dude who wrote it. That's a chick. That's I don't think that's him.
No. No, it's probably his girlfriend.
I doubt it. You know, like if he would have just said this is the worst one I've ever saw, I would have said fine.
You would have said fine?
No, I would have said fine. It's the worst one he ever saw. You know what I'm saying? But for him to say, I love comedy and I'm watching a lot of comedy and it's the worst, really the worst. I've seen so much shittier shit than mine. And I'll even admit that it wasn't my best. I don't even watch the shit no more. But if you haven't seen it.
Check it out.
You did not see me here tonight. But to say the worst, and you watch a lot of comedy, I'm like, I just lost. You're just trying to hurt my feelings. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say it's the best, but I definitely wouldn't say it's the worst. I've seen worse shit. You know? Did you watch the one below it?
Oh, dude.
That's fine.
Funny, dude.
Being silly,
funny.
I'm just being silly. Fun.
I know. I like that. I like that about you. You're a silly guy.
Well, I figure we're 53 minutes in. We're safe.
Yeah.
Just a hater trying to get you to say his name, LOL, or sell his bongs. Yo, Gato Gordo. What's up, baby? You in here watching on the sneak, son. I didn't even know you was here, man. Shout out to my man, Gato Gordo. Glad to see you back. See, you just gave me a burst of energy just seeing you was online with us, man. My right nipple just got hard, son.
Mm-hmm. Say hello, friends, if you're in the comments.
They would have both got hard, but my left one's mad at you for being on the sneak, you know. Mm. What's up? Nah, just pulled up. All right, cool. I ain't mad at you for being late, you know. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. Yeah, nah, glad you're here, baby. Glad you're here. You know, want to hear some funny shit, man. Anyone who knows me knows that the only person who really stresses me out the most is my mom's, right? Mm. And she does it on purpose. Like, I think she really gets a joy from stressing me out. And she does it because she knows the little things that just get under my skin. You know, just the little things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I still bust your ass at FIFA, even though now I think you might beat me because I don't even know the moves anymore. My son kicked my ass the other time. I played him. But anyway,
your mom.
So my mom's the other day is trying to get under my skin.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get under my skin when you're moving back. And I'm like, Mom, I'm not moving back. What are you talking about? I thought you was moving back. I'm like, Mom, I'm 52. Me moving back in with you is not success. You know,
right.
What's up, Mama? You know,
hey, kitty cat.
And I'm like, please stop telling me to move back in with you. You know, I don't want to hear that. Right. So then she goes, oh, you're silly. And she goes, I should spank you. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I should spank you. I said, Mom, what are you talking about? She goes, do you miss it? I said, what? She goes, my spankings. I said, Mom, are you flirting with me? And she just started, oh my God, stop it, guys. That's what that shit sounds like. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Do I miss your spanking?
Right.
You just want to, annoyed the shit out of me. Anything to just steal my peace, man.
Mm-hmm.
Are you flirting with me?
That's a bizarre thing to say. Why would you say that?
Because she knows I'm going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
Anything to get under my skin, dog. Tell them all the stories of the Mendez brothers. Nah, man. The Mendez brothers are suckers, man.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I did. But I don't think I could beat you anymore, dog. I really don't. I don't have the same hand-eye coordination I used to have. Yeah. Or the luck. You know what it is? Is that my son softened me. My son made me, because my biggest part about playing video games when I played people was my shit talking. That was the best part of my shit. I would get into your head,
right?
You know, and then I'd actually do it somehow, and then I got really into your head.
Right.
My son made me stop shit talking because I started playing him. Mm-hmm. And once again, you know, I'm not going to give him what I'm giving other people, you know? So I stopped shit talking, and then I kind of like forgot how.
You didn't give him some shit talk? I find it hard to believe that you didn't shit talk with him a little bit.
Some when he got older.
Right, some. Yeah, when he got older.
You know, but then even then, he would get so upset that I would be like, you know what, dude, I'm not even going to fuck with you. I'll just, you know, try to keep quiet. We won't stop talking for like 3 weeks over a hockey game. Because I beat him by 1 point. He kept saying it was offsides. And I'm like, dude, if it was offsides, they would have called it. It's a computer. They call it. The no one paid off the ref. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, mama's booty hole.
Yeah, what is she doing, bro? We're not doing that kind of fucking.
Nah, she's happy. That kind of podcast. She's happy because I changed everything up, man.
Oh, really?
She's in a really good mood. Yeah, she's been climbing on everything.
Well, that's nice.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's happy. She's in a good mood.
Yeah.
Looks like Golden State's going to pull this out. I mean, there's 2 minutes left, but they're up by 14.
Wow.
So
the Sixers are still in it too, huh?
I don't know. I stopped watching once the Knicks are out. That's how I am with everything. I don't even know who wins championships every year.
The Knicks won.
Did they win tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're still in it. They're still in it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And Philly's winning 3-2. Lakers are winning. Well, they're about to lose.
Yeah. It's going to be 3-2. So what do you think? Do you think they set it up?
Set what up?
For them to win, to get more games? Yeah, you really do?
So here's the thing, right? Do you remember the Tim Donaghy case? That the ref who got caught shaving points?
Yeah, I remember him.
You need to listen to his podcast, bro. It is nuts. So there was a disproportionate number of refs, and I want to say it was like 40 or 50% of the refs were all from Delaware County, Pennsylvania. And all these dudes were gamblers, dog.
Who's to say any of that's changed? You know?
Yeah, no, dude, it hasn't. And basketball, the thing where, you know, it's, you know, you could shave points really easy late in the game by just calling a couple extra fouls that don't really mean much just to, you know, close the spreads and stuff like that, you know? Very easy to fix. Very easy to fix. You don't even have to fix the whole game. It's just the last, like, minute or two, you start calling some fouls here and there, you know? And that's the thing with basketball. There are always some weird fouls at the end of the game. Always.
I mean, if you think about it, it's every sport, man. Boxing.
Well, boxing's no boxing. I mean, yeah, there are clean boxing fights, but it's a lot of them are dirty.
You know, how are you going to know? Any kind of fight in sport. I mean, I like to think UFC doesn't ever do it. But I did once see a fight when they were fighting in Brazil where it just looked like the dude gave up his neck.
Really?
It looked like he didn't want to win. And I get it because they were in Brazil and the dude was Brazilian. He was American. They were very rowdy.
Yeah, and he wasn't trying to get killed.
Yeah, it was like extremely rowdy. This is one of the earlier ones. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I saw it and they I was
were
like,
wild back in the day, bro.
But I remember seeing that shit and going, did that motherfucker just gave up his neck? Like, he just gave it up. Like,
right.
But, you know, in hindsight now, I'm thinking he probably just was like, fuck it, choke me. Because I remember he was getting the dude a little bit and the crowd was not happy. They were very rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
So much that the announcers were even talking about it.
Oh, shit.
You know, so he probably just gave it up. Yeah. But for the most part, I think he's probably one of the more legit ones.
UFC?
I feel. When I watch it, I feel like it's legit. You know what I'm saying? I feel that way. But when you look at every sport, especially the ones with votes, like where scores, you know, with judges.
Oh, soccer, bro. Soccer. I hate. Definitely.
I hate the judges shit. You know, like where they judge, they give you scores.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, like, yeah. Like diving or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, I mean, even with boxing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, UFC you know too, bro. There's points in UFC. And yeah, those are always questionable. When it comes down to points, that's when everyone's like, yo, what the fuck? Is that with the points?
That's what I'm saying. When it comes to like having to go, you know.
Yeah, who won the round?
Baseball. Same thing with baseball. It's pretty easy to – I think it's pretty easy to call a game of baseball.
Yeah, strikes and – yeah, strikes, balls, you know, balls and strikes.
Balls. It always amazes me when they say that, you know, each umpire has his own strike zone. What? I thought there was a strike zone. Well, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a strike zone.
Yeah, but, dude, when they're throwing that hard, your eyesight, like everyone's going to call stuff a little bit differently. And then it's also, how's the guy feeling? You know, if you're like a little sick, right, your strike zone is going to be a little bit bigger to try to get this game fucking moving so people start swinging the bat, you know? I remember like, you know, in high school when the umpire would come up to you before the game and you check out all the equipment, be like, all right, boys, listen to me from here to here, here to here. I'm giving an inch on the corner, so you better fucking swing. It's hot and we got to get this game moving.
Yeah, but at least they warned you.
Yeah, and that's also high school, you know? Yeah, it's high school baseball. Not that I really got up to bat or hit the ball when I got up to bat.
I'm not surprised.
I got no weight behind me, man. I'm nothing. I'm just skin and bones. I've been like this my whole life.
Nah, you're more than that, son. There's a muscular spirit inside you, and it wants to grow.
It's muscular dystrophy is the spirit inside of me, dog.
Nah, there's a spirit of muscles in you, dude. It's getting ready to bulge, man. No. All right, just, you just gotta believe.
It's just the bark.
You're gonna grow into that head, dog. I'm telling you, one day you're not gonna look like the bobblehead that you look like right
at
now,
40 dude. When I'm doing testosterone all the fucking time, dog.
You might want to start getting on that now.
Did you see the picture for the episode? Did you see the thumbnail?
No,
it has a picture of us and
you're beefed up on testosterone.
Well, no, this is just a photo of me and you. Oh, hold on.
What did you send me? Who's this stylist that you sent me? Lincoln the stylist on Twitter.
Yeah, it was just that thing that I read. See, look.
Oh, look at that. I look like I'm putting on some weight. Look at you, dude. Big up to Brian with his thumbnails. Fucking, I think you'd be killing it with the thumbnails, dude. I'm sorry, that looks fucking good. Even though the picture there is when I was growing in my beard. Look how
I need a better picture of you. What I need is a shot of you head on.
Older in that picture than I do now.
Can you give me? I need a shot of you just head on without the headphones. Take the headphones off real quick, and I'll do a shot.
I got that Benjamin Button shit going on, son.
Here, you take the headphones off, move the mic a little bit, and then just put your hat on a little straighter, maybe. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hold on. Here, let me make it bigger. hold on. Stop moving. Here, you gotta freeze. Yeah, you ready? And go. And freeze. There you go. That's a good one.
We just had a photo shoot, man. Our first rated G photo shoot.
Oh jeez.
Anyone interested, man? Fucking Golden State won.
Do you want to take a look at it?
Do I want? No, I don't want to see the picture. I know. Do with it what you must.
It's so much fun for me to do that because I try to find sometimes like a couple double, triple or more meanings, you know, in the topic to get it all to make sense. But then finding where to put our heads or the people who are our guests, that's the fun part. You know?
Yeah.
What's that look, bro?
I'm looking at some of the comments that that you ain't putting up, man.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, here you go. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, they're taking the time, you know, to put it up, man. You got to show the love to show it to me, man.
I'm sorry.
You got that dog in them. You look like a bone. It looks like you should be in the dog.
Oh, that's not nice.
Dude. Nah, I mean, you still manage to look good, man. I mean, you got face going on.
Right, dude?
You got good face.
And the hair. Not right now, but I do have face.
Man, fuck your follicles.
Yeah, I got the follicles. That's what they called me growing up, the face.
The face?
Yeah, the face. It's my nickname early on.
That is a cool nickname.
We should bring it back. The face.
It's a cool nickname. I never had a cool nickname.
What nickname of yours did you like the most?
I never had it. You didn't hear about just that? I really had G. People call G? Me G. Yeah.
It's pretty standard.
It stuck.
Yeah, pretty standard. I like B. People call me B from time
Nobody
to time.
Calls you B.
Dude, yeah, this is true, bro. Why? Why would you say that? You're such an asshole, bro. You know, nobody trying to have a nice conversation. No, nobody calls you B. You don't. Nobody calls don't you know B. That.
I've never name. Heard anyone say yo B.
Obviously, people in my family call me B Dog.
Really? They call you B Dog?
just my grandmother.
They call you B Dog. What's that B Dog?
Where's my little B Dog?
All right.
Baby B Dog. No, dude, when I worked one time when I was working at ChopRite, I got the job. I think I was like 15, maybe. And I might have been younger. I don't know how. Maybe I was 16. They called me Baby Brian because there was also an older guy named Brian. So there's old Brian and then baby Brian.
So not younger Brian, Baby Brian.
Baby Brian, yeah.
You got face.
I got face. I got face.
Enjoy it while you can, man. It's not going to last forever.
Well, you know, that's why I've been, you know, I think I need to get on the cream. What is it that you're using? It's avocado and baby foreskin or something like that. There's definitely
baby foreskins in there, yeah. Dude, because it got rid of
the wrinkles.
The wrinkles under my eyes, man. It's gotta be baby foreskins.
Yeah, it's the only way. What's it called?
Lab series or something like that. I think it's called Lab Series. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely got baby foreskins in there, dog. Definitely. I think Oprah uses it.
Oh.
I don't know. That's just me sending out more misinformation. I mean, she could. I don't know for sure. Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah.
Man. A white one?
Nah, I use the one. Scroll down. Scroll down, scroll down, scroll down. Keep going. Where's the bottle at? It's... Why ain't I seen it? All right, go up. It's the Lab Series for men. There you go.
This one?
Yeah, I think that's the one.
Tinted?
No, that's the Instant Fix. No, it's a black one. It's anti-age. Anti-aging.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hold on.
And I'm not really anti-age either, man. You know, I'm actually pro-age. You know? Yeah, there it is.
Wow, dog. That shit is
$59.
$91.
Dog. $91. But that's a big bottle of it. And you only got to use like a
dollop?
Less than a dime.
And what do you you put it all over your face?
Yeah, do the whole face, man.
Yeah, I think I want to do it for the wrinkles because I'm starting to get them, and then you know the crow's feet on the sides. I got those coming in.
How old are you, man? You're in your 30s, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm in my 30s, dog.
How the fuck you getting crow's feet, dog? You've seen a lot of things.
It's probably from just going.
I've seen a lot of things, man. My eyes are weary.
Yeah,
you don't know what I've seen, man.
They're tired. Yeah, they're tired eyes. You know.
Yeah, well. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Tomorrow I'm going to go see my daughter. I'm pumped.
Okay, cool. What are you guys going to do? You guys watching a show right now, the two of you?
We're watching Ozark and we're watching...
How are you still on Ozark, dog? You're not through that shit yet?
Nah, we only watched one episode. She doesn't like watching that too much because it's gangster shit. And I keep telling her, let me just watch it on my own. She's like, nah.
Whatever. You should just watch it on your own.
And
ask her again.
It's called Afterlife. I think that's what's called Afterlife.
Zombie show or something like that?
Nah, it's with the dude from The Office, the British dude from The Office.
Ricky.
Ricky, whatever.
Ricky Gervais?
Yeah, yeah. It's like his wife died of cancer. It's a real tearjerker. I hate that shit, man. I told her I don't want to watch no tearjerker shit, man. I mean, it's good, but it's a tearjerker. It's like wife dies of cancer and leaves him all these videos. And he's suicidal.
I don't want to watch that.
And the only reason why it's funny though, it's good, but it's like, you know, it's a tearjerker. The only reason why he doesn't kill himself is because the dog keeps stopping him from killing himself. He's got a good dog. You know, one of our friends likes their own baby gravy.
Dude, why would you say that, dog?
One of our friends likes their own baby. Sorry, gravy.
Dude, we're not going to talk about that, dog.
Dude, I feel like you know who he's talking about.
I do, bro. But we're not gonna talk about the story.
He brought it up. You brought it up. You could have let that slide. You brought it up. So what is he saying there? He's saying that you got a dude that what pops off in his hands and rubs it all over his face. Is that what you're saying?
No, once.
Once you did it?
No.
Are you that dude?
No, dude. No. No. No,
I don't know.
We were at a party for me at my house, a going away party, and it was a bunch of us, and we were just chilling, like watching TV, shooting.
What was
shit.
It like a bukkake party?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's
and
exactly
since you were going away.
That's exactly what it was. No, listen. So, and then we're all sitting there just like watching TV. And somebody was talking about like jerking off or whatever. And then somebody else was like, oh, you know, remember the first time you did it or whatever. And someone was, I was like, everyone was like, all right, this is a weird conversation. Right. And then,
but yet not surprised. White dudes tend to have weird conversations.
No, dude. Not all white dudes. And not the guy who said it, dog.
Oh, the guy said it was black. Really? Very surprised. That's my own fault for, you know, I guess I'm racist.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck, bro?
Hey, listen, man. I just
and
I
to think that I don't have black friends.
Well, that I don't think anyone here thought you had. I don't think anyone who listens to us ever thinks you have any real black friends.
Help me out in the comments.
Nah, but go ahead. So go ahead.
And then the one guy goes, do you remember what it tasted like? And it was like, what, dog? No, bro.
Well,
I think he was just a kid, bro.
I've learned something new. And you can't unlearn things. King Handle says, I wasn't present. I heard secondhand. See what I did there? Yes, I see what you did there, dog. So apparently, Brian, you're not the funny friend.
No, I'm the face. We were talked about this. That's I'm right. The face.
That's right. Yeah. Why be the face?
He doesn't. Yeah, funny. All right. Very funny. Very funny.
Man. You know, man, I was thinking, have you ever thought about maybe like you ever feel like you feel kind of feminine, like your arms? Like, do you ever feel like you have arms like that because you're actually in the wrong? Because I'm thinking if you was to actually, you know, share with us that you're actually, you know, a female, then maybe we can get more followers.
We'll you think so? Should I show it for 365 days?
I don't know. I mean, Mr. Beast, his boy did it. And I think he actually got him more followers, I think.
I'm sure it did.
Who is this dude? You know who that is? Mr. He's like one of the biggest podcast.
Biggest YouTube. He makes YouTube videos, and they're really targeted towards a younger demographic than, you know, me or you. But yeah, man, he's a good kid. He's a hell of a...
Yeah, I heard he gives out like a lot of money. And
yeah,
like,
dude, he's great. And I've listened to him on a bunch of podcasts. And if he's anything the way he is, actually the way he shows himself, then he's a great dude. You know, man. He makes cool YouTube videos, hands out money.
His partner just transitioned, came out as female.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
His girl.
But the dude's married. That's what's fucked up. And got kids. There comes a point where you have to sacrifice some things you want to do for the betterment of your family. But don't take that from me. I'm a divorced man who does comedy now. So, you know, what do I know? You know, I'm sure that's not going to impact the child at all. But, you know, once again, what do I know? You know,
what do you know? And when did you know?
I don't know a lot. I don't know a lot. I really don't. I know so little, you know. And yet I feel like my head is so bulbous. I feel like I should know more, you know.
You think it's cranium density? You think you got a big skull, like a thick skull? Is that what it is?
Not sure. I just feel like it has the bulbous kind of.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know, especially like in the back, it pops out like a little bit.
Maybe you were dropped.
I'm grateful I don't have the Frankfurter.
Oh.
I'm so grateful for that, man.
You know. Little, how about the pinch, the big pinch in the back? Is that the Frankfurter? Is that what you're talking about?
Sometimes you have a nub where it looks like a little,
it's
like a little brain tail.
Sometimes you have a big pinch.
And sometimes you get the whole,
yes,
the whole crease, man. Mm-hmm. I'm not dissing anybody who got it, but I am glad I don't.
My dad used to work with this guy. He was a police officer, big dude. His name was Smitty. He was like 6'6", wore like a size like 15 shoe. And he always wore these cool old style hats, you know, like 50s, 60s, just like sharp, always dressed like really well in like a nice suit. He was the detective, right? But he had a lumpy head.
Oh, poor guy.
My dad always used to make fun of him. My dad,
did they call him Lumpy?
No, they called him Smitty. They never called him that. But he would always be like, go tell Smitty to take his hat off.
Yeah, it's fucked
up.
To me as a kid.
But you know, whatever. They were partners, you know. So they were boys.
No, I don't mean it's fucked up what your pops did. I think it's fucked up that some people have lumpy heads.
I know, right? And then don't have hair to boot. Mm. Like, come on, at least have hair.
It's tough. Know? It's one of the first things I said when I knew that my hair was like, when I said I gotta just shave it, I was like, at least I got a round head.
Yeah, you do.
You know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I
can. And it fits your body.
Nah, I feel like it's a little big.
No, but it fits.
I'm trying to still grow into it a little bit. It fits
you, you know?
Yeah, you know.
It fits you.
It looks good on camera.
It does look good on camera. You're right about that. Yeah, both of ours do.
The faces. Yo, big heads look good on camera. We talked about that, man. Hollywood head.
Hollywood.
Everyone in Hollywood got big heads, though.
Big heads.
Yeah, big heads, man.
Big head, big face.
There's a lot of facial expression. You know, like you can show a lot of, it covers a lot of the screen, man.
I love when you were doing that in the special, bro, or like taping you. Anytime I'm taping you and we're doing like comedy, bro, your facial expressions are always the best.
I never even knew I had facial expressions till people started taking pictures of me. I was like, what the fuck? I never even knew it. I never realized that I was making those expressions. You know?
Interesting.
Why is that interesting?
I don't know. I'm just practicing some different emotions. Like, You know,
Let's see some of your expressions.
Let's see. You know, I never really thought about it like that. Oh, you know what? You're right. Yeah.
Let's see. Wow. All right. Give me excited.
Like what kind of excited? What am I excited about? Am I excited to see, you know, my girl after a long trip, or am I excited because, you know, I'm about to have a really good pizza, you know?
You're excited because you just won $1 million. I'm looking for an expression. I want the expression.
Oh, just the face.
You're giving me the full emotions. I just want the face. You're the face, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm the face.
Use your face.
Well, I did. I was using the face foil.
All right. You just came home and found your lady having sex with the next door neighbor's Rottweiler. Really? That's the only expression you'd make?
One of intrigue.
You're a pretty easygoing guy.
I'm demented.
Okay, let's see. You just stepped out onto the streets of San Francisco to walk your dog, and someone pulls out a gun and tells you, give me your dog. What's your expression? Really?
Scared, yeah.
I'm very, you're very expressionless face.
You think so?
Your faces all look the same.
No.
Yeah, man.
I think you're just saying that.
You just like, you know, they all look the same, dude. You ain't got no function of the rest of you.
Like, I'm not an actor. All I can do is
smile. I'm not an actor.
All I can do is smile and look cute. You know, that's all I got.
You just got the puppy dog look. Every single thing you did was the puppy. Every single one you did was the puppy dog. Like, you want people just to feel sorry for you. I get it, though. With those arms, you got to hope that they just fucking have mercy. You should fucking do.
He's exactly, bro. I've been cool with it my whole life. And you know why? Because I have personality also. And that has gotten me this far. And honestly, it's helped me from getting beat up multiple times, you know? Personality, yeah. Charm. Charm is what you want, man. You know, you can get muscles. That'll get you to a certain place. You can have, yeah. And I have height also, which is also a good thing.
The height, you got the height.
The height's good, man. You know, when you can stand over just about any most men, that's, it's good, especially, you know, in certain situations. One way, Brian.
Shout out to bro 12002, which should be what, 12,000? I don't even know, man.
12,002?
That's what it is? I think that's not. I think we're wrong on that.
No, it's 12,002.
Yeah, 12,002. All right, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, we're what? What are we in right now? 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know how much stuff I just threw out of my fucking refrigerator? That was all 2022.
Really? That's gross.
Gross.
Yeah, gross.
I was almost on the verge of like that dude.
Yeah, man. I mean, I got to say, with the fridge, I throw stuff away right before I go grocery shopping. I throw away anything that's old in the fridge.
I usually do too, but my son filled it up with a whole bunch of crap he was never going to eat anyway. And it just kind of stood there.
You got to get rid of the pantry stuff too. Do you have some stuff in the pantry?
Dude, my shit is empty.
Nice.
That's everything good. I threw out. Empty. No, I got to go back to the store.
Get some new food, bro. Start over and then just buy, you know, just buy one or two of each. Dude, like the stuff you always get, get the rice, get the beans.
This place looks like I just moved in. Look, I've been talking about it. Let me show y'all. Yeah. I hooked it up, man. I changed it around.
Wow. That's very nice.
It's just looking nice, right? Mama's loving it. Look at her chilling on the couch, man. I got all the windows where I can see out the windows, man. I'm chilling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like it, man.
Chilling with the chickens.
No longer chilling with the chickens, man. They fucked that up for me.
Oh, man.
They fucked that up for me, man. Yeah, man. Oh, it's been a long day.
Hey, Prince Harry, too. There's a new king. Or king. Not King Charles. That's what I'm saying. There's a new king.
But he's been there for a minute, hasn't he?
No, I mean, they just inaugurated him, I guess, or the coronation.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, who gives a fuck? You know, his fucking, isn't his brother is
Epstein affiliated?
Andrew.
Yeah. And NBC, yeah. Bro, they were filming and they had Andrew was there and NBC cut the camera.
Oh, Andrew was at the wedding?
Yeah, he was at the thing. Well, it wasn't a wedding, but it's ceremony.
I mean, at the ceremony, they allowed him to come. I thought they cut him off.
He was there.
They hoping it blows over. Like everything else, this eventually blows over. Mm-hmm. You know? Andrew's a diddler, man.
He's a diddler.
He's a diddler. I said it. Everybody knows it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody freaking knows it. I think it's still amazing that Gazelle is still alive. And
is she?
I mean, as far as we know, she might not be. Where's Ye? Where is Ye?
I think there's been some Kanye stuff.
Spottings.
Mm-hmm.
Clone, motherfucker. Clone.
Oh, man.
Where is he? He's not vocal at all anymore. What happened to Ye?
don't know.
I'm asking. I'm not saying. I'm asking. Has anybody seen Ye? You know, he was getting a lot of heat. Harry doesn't know his real father. People are cold-blooded on their keyboards. They be saying cold-blooded shit.
He says this shit to me on the phone too, dog.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just saying. Cold-blooded.
I've tried to get him to come on the show because I know he would have a blast with some shit.
I'm not saying I disagree with him. I'm just saying
you're always invited, dog. I told you. If you ever want to come on, we'll put you on.
I'm just saying it's cold-blooded, man. You know, what do you got coming up? Anything, man? You hitting the road again? You going somewhere?
I'm going to Denver Friday. And I'll be back Saturday.
You're a fucking traveling man.
Yeah, man. Well, I got a good video gig going right now, you know, that company. I don't really want to mention them because I know that they probably wouldn't want to be associated with this podcast.
Who the fuck wants to be associated with me and you? Nobody.
Not in the unprofessional. Well, at least not in this professional sense.
I was about to say, are you trying to say we're not professional? I got headphones.
No.
The fuck are you talking about? I got fucking headphones. I got shit behind me that looks decent, man. I'm like, you're the one with the blank fucking wall.
No, I got a light tripod back here. It's rustic.
You're rustic.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Is that it?
Yeah, you're a traveling man. I do a lot of traveling and I go nowhere. I just got mad miles on my car and I don't go anywhere.
So you're going to New York, bro.
Back and forth.
Mm-hmm. What do you got coming up? Do you have any shows coming up?
I am in Atlantic City pretty much most of the time, except for Monday. Monday I'll be there, you know. And if you're riding to work early in the morning, check me out on the JoJo and Scotty show on 107.5, man. You know, yeah, I'm there tomorrow. We only got an 8 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah, I think we only got an 8. What's tomorrow? Thursday? I think we only got an 8.
That's Friday. Yeah, Thursday. I was just showing your headlining spot. Thursday. Oh, yeah, you're featuring tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm featuring tomorrow. Zach's headlining. It should be fun. You know, I'm gonna go see my daughter during the day, and
cool.
You know,
cool.
I'll be for 4 hours. I'll be in the worship mobile.
Oh, nice, dude.
Getting it on.
That's cool. It's nice that you're doing that. You're less angry, dude, on the road, I hope.
I am. It's working. I mean, not all the time, but right. You know, but it's working a little bit, dude.
Like most of the time.
Most of the time, I'll say 6 out of 10.
Okay. I mean, that's good for you.
60%. That's better than half. Mm-hmm. I'm working to get it to where it's like, I just don't get upset, but it's hard, man. There's so many fucking dicks out there.
I know.
You know,
and you're a bad driver too. So
what are you talking about, dude? I'm an amazing driver.
I'm just talking shit, dog. You are actually a great driver.
I mean, I think the last time I drove with you, I was drunk, so you can't count that.
No, but you were smooth.
Nah, I never, well, smooth. I drank drunk once. I won't do it again. I did it once. I didn't, you know, I won't do it.
Same. It was stupid. We talked about my DUI story.
I only had 2 blocks to go, you know. Yeah. I thought I could pull it off without killing someone. Yeah. Boy, was I wrong.
That's a sick joke. That's a sick joke. And a good one, but a bad one, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. Yeah.
So yeah, all right, man.
Yeah, I gotta be up early tomorrow, man, but I'm glad I got to see you tonight, man. I'm glad guys came on to hang out with us tonight, man. We will be back. You know, Brian's the reason why we're not more consistent, but that's okay. We're not gonna get on him, man. He's a traveling man. But we thank you for listening, man. And you can follow Brian at Brian T. Dakota on Instagram. You can follow me, Gary G. Garcia, man. And thanks for hanging out. Peace. Good night.